This is Bannockburn, right in the centre of Scotland, and it's the site of a really significant battle that took place between the Scots and the English nearly 700 years ago. It was a huge victory for the Scots at the time, and it framed the future of the relationship between Scotland and the rest of the UK. Here today, there's kids playing, there's a visitors' centre, and right next door to the battlefield site, there's a hotel, the King Robert Hotel. We can just pop inside because Business for Scotland, the pro-independence group, are campaigning tonight for a very different future for Scotland.
Hello there, I'm Dennis Webster. I'm the group leader of the Stirling and Clackmannanshire Group for Business for Scotland.
We're on the second floor. You could almost kind of see the battlefield,
yes,
couldn't you, from here?
Yes.
Hundreds of years later, we're having a very different kind of discussion about the future of Scotland.
Absolutely. Nobody's getting killed here. we're just talking, trying to let people see the advantages of independence.
We lost £107 million last year.
But this is a battle that's being waged equally seriously by both sides of the referendum debate. Although it's big companies who've been grabbing the headlines here in Scotland over recent months, the real battle is taking place at the other end of the spectrum. Most of Scotland's economy is made up of small and medium-sized companies. And with less than a month to go until the referendum, both sides are working hard to woo those businesses to their side. So I've been along to chat to a couple of different small business owners to find out which way they're voting and whether or not it's business concerns that have been driving that decision.
Hello, Fergus Hardy.
Fergus Hardy runs Hardy Polymers in Glasgow. It's a third-generation family business, employing 8 people with a £4.5 million turnover.
Fine, OK, yeah, pop her through.
Thinking ahead to September the 18th, you've decided to vote no in the referendum. Is that because of your business, or is that for other reasons?
It's for both, definitely. I consider myself as Scottish as the next person. If our prices start going up because of currency differentials, that would mean our product would go up in price. One of the problems I have with the Yes campaign is that any problem that is thrown up, the answer is just, it's not a problem, it'll be sorted. In business, you know, you can't do that. You have to take a more prudent approach.
The standard T85.
We have talked about the possibility of having to move our operations south of the border. It's not something I would want to do, but you can't just grow a business and then potentially see it start to disappear in front of your eyes.
On the other side of the fence is Paul Welsh. He's an architect and runs his own company in offices just off the main road that runs right through the centre of Edinburgh.
We have company 3 staff, of which I'm one.
You've decided to vote yes in the referendum. Is that based on what could happen to your business, or are you deciding how to vote for other reasons?
Well, I see it as a decision for a long period of time, and my personal self-interests are subordinate to that. I think more about my kids, my grandchildren. My analogy is that Scotland's on the verge of setting up a new business in the context of having been in an established business for many, many years. A number of people in that situation would always be risk averse and never set up their own business, because despite the fact that they believe they might make a success of it, they'd always be risk averse and not want to give away what they've actually established. I believe that, and I've done it myself, that setting up a new business opens up new potential, and you have to look at that positively and put the risk element to the side.
Two very different views. There's simply no way that you can summarise the opinion of all businesses here, because the prospect of independence or remaining in the UK would impact their lives and their companies very differently. But with Scotland's economy being dependent on SMEs, both sides see it as increasingly important to convince those small business owners out onto the battlefield.